Hawks versus oligarchs. Putin's inner circle splits over the war's future. The St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, traditionally Russia's showcase for international investment, became this week an unusually public battleground between the Kremlin's military hawks and its business establishment. Hawks explicitly called for decades of conflict, while business leaders warned of economic stagnation, a collision between Putin's core constituencies that has not been visible at this level before. Putin himself appeared to be managing the tension rather than resolving it. His assertion that warnings of Russian attacks on NATO are nonsense seemed designed to reassure the business faction, while his statement that Russia would honor peace terms from Trump's summit gestured toward compromise, notably from negotiations that have yet to occur. On the battlefield, Ukrainian Commander-in-Chief Syrsky announced the construction of a fourth air defense layer specifically to counter Russia's shift toward jet-powered drones. Ukrainian interceptors destroyed more than 3,500 Russian UAVs in May alone, but Moscow reportedly plans to make half of future attack drones jet-powered, a profile significantly harder to intercept. Iran's announcement of a $25 billion nuclear cooperation deal with Russia for the Hormuz nuclear power plant deepened the picture of Moscow doubling down on partnerships with sanctioned states. Iran's ambassador revealed the deal's scope just as Tehran declared no progress in peace negotiations with Washington. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, also disclosed he was in Khamenei's office when fatal strike hit, suggesting Tehran's leadership is operating from war room conditions rather than diplomatic ones. Ukraine, meanwhile, is moving urgently to consolidate its defenses. President Zelensky gave officials 1 week to finalize a Patriot missile deal or face dismissal, and proposed a missile swap with Germany to replenish Patriot stocks. NATO Secretary General visiting Kyiv called Russia desperate. Ukraine has stated its goal of ending the war before winter, a timeline that reflects acute awareness of the economic and military pressures bearing down on all parties and of the shrinking window for any negotiated exit.